to the Inspired Change Summit presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today we're going to be talking about quantum healing secrets with our honored guest, Julie Renee. Julie Renee is the number one brain rejuvenation expert. She has mapped out the human blueprint and how to work in the quantum field for both clearing and cell regeneration in her groundbreaking book, Your Divine Human Blueprint. She has added words to our vocabulary with her quantum technique for regeneration, cellular neogenesis, and for her medically documented DNA obliteration for removing harmful DNA. Her expertise also includes the complete removal of spiritual parasites and anchors. She's mentor to the mentors and works with folks like Jack Canfield, Marcy Shymoff, actress Barbara Niven, and a host of other celebrities. She trains in her original quantum activation trainings, or trains her students in these original quantum activation trainings, reaching into 64 countries with the miracle of live stream trainings. Prolific, she is a best-selling author and has more than 150 trainings and 187 transformative meditations. Wow. Thank you, and welcome, and thanks for being on the show, Julie.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so in looking through some of your stuff, I see that you've got countless meditations and activations and things for clearing and regenerating, regrowing, healing parts of the body in ways that most people would never guess. So pretty excited to learn a little more about this and share this with the world. Could you start with maybe from a high level how you got into this? I know that your personal experience took you through some challenges that basically took you through the dark night, and you found something that worked.
Yes, I did. Well, Jeremy, I know you've heard me, and very likely a lot of the listeners have heard me, so I won't spend a lot of time on my story, but I think it's important to kind of just to have a from where I came from. I literally survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert as a child, had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, died twice, was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without unbearable pain and canes, and that I would eventually be bedbound. And five times the doctor said, you're not going to make it, you have a week to live. And through all of that and pain and suffering and illness, you can imagine, from my body being racked with the radiation poisoning, I got to a point, I was surviving, I got to a point where I had thought, well, I've gotten to this stage in my life. I really was promised the Garden of Eden. And the level of pain and suffering I was in was kind of like living in hell on earth. And I went to my garden. Yeah, and I said in prayer and meditation, I said to God, you promised me the Garden of Eden, and I want it now. I'm here to collect. Take me or make me well. And in that process, in the garden, while I was praying and I was chanting, my body began to regenerate. I began to grow younger and healthier. And that very, very first day, the pain started dissipating and I started feeling better. I started being able to feel myself again. I was in the garden day after day for many days, chanting and praying and really seeing that vision of, you know, wholeness. Within 6 months, I was running 30 miles on a mountain trail and dancing on stage with a rock and roll band. Both of these things, the doctor said, don't ever think you're going to dance again. Don't ever think you're going to run again, because you aren't. And so those were two things that I, like, within 6 months, I had recovered enough that I was back in my regular running routine, and I was dancing on stage. And I want to say that I've just continued to grow. Now, the doctors and scientists around me who were my friends were, what in the heck is going on with you? There's something radically changing in you where you're getting much better faster than you're having more illnesses show up. And they were like, show us what you're doing, which got me, you know, they kept begging me, will you write something? Will you teach us? Will I want to train with you. I want to learn with you. And so that kind of constant nagging of will I teach, will I train, will I write, had me write Your Divine Human Blueprint, had me start the very first Miraculous Living Apprentice program, has now a new apprentice name to it, but had me start teaching people how this works. And I had to look at it and figure it out. I had to, which I say was really awaken and the memories of how the blueprint works.
It looks like you've done a lot of research in that process and tied a lot of things together to come up with some of these techniques that you have.
Yes. Research meaning research in the field, meaning, you know, working with people, looking what's going on with them, what's happening, what's shifting, what are the informative programs that are running that are causing the problem, how can we clear it, are there spiritual interferences, how can we clear it, cellular neogenesis, how do we bring this cell regeneration to a point where we can grow back a gland or organ. So yeah, lots of research.
Yeah, because this is stuff that I've barely seen anywhere. So I'm like, whoa, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
How did you come across some of this?
Literally my own work. This is my own work. This is no one else's work. I don't think you see it anywhere else. I look in the blueprint and I get the information and I deliver it to my students and my followers. So this is original work. I've not been reading someone else's work or working in some other way. I know when we started telling people about it, we had to define it like it's like Reiki or it's like energy healing, but it's neither. We're actually rearranging the particles in the quantum field so your body works better or your field works better for you. So now we're able to use the language. It's becoming more of a household conversation. People are understanding it better, meaning, we're not taking energy from somewhere and putting it in your body to try and fix something. We're actually rearranging how the particles are vibrating so they go back to vibrating in a better situation for you.
Right. And so you even talk about repairing the DNA and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. That's
yeah.
Science is trying to get around to some of that, but you know, I think meddling with the body itself on the physical scale is probably not the best way. And if we can do this from the quantum, that's so much better because then we can tap into the original blueprint, right?
Exactly.
And so how was it purely intuition or did you have guides? Like, how did you come up with it?
That's an interesting question. No, there weren't guides showing me. okay, I'll speak straight. I'm an avatar, and I'm one of the designers, and this is only my sixth lifetime on this planet, and I've come to remind humanity of the blueprint and of the field and how the body is meant to live hundreds of years. So it's what I need to do, and I think when you look at that waking up in the garden for me, when my body was regenerating, I was chanting and praying, and I was watching the cells transform, and I was waking up to my divine self. I went really rapidly from a very human, struggling life to a divine life, that life of being able to manifest really rapidly, being able to transform really rapidly.
Wow.
So I definitely have helpers on the other side in the angelic realm. We have a golden legion of helpers. Jesus and Mary are on our team. You know, some of the Hindu gods and goddesses are helping. So if you were asking about guides, but they're helping. They're a support team. This is my mission. And it's the mission of everybody who, you know, enrolls in any class of mine or does anything with me. It becomes your mission too, is to restore the power to the people. You know, we're meant to have this power. We're meant to have the ability to regenerate the body. The body actually is set up to regenerate. And so when it isn't healing itself, when you're in sickness, when you have an infection in your body, you're not in alignment with your divine expression of self. Your divine expression of self is fully healthy,
yeah,
living hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So this, understand that the system, we are, and I have to say this, we are prematurely aging. We are,
yeah,
rapidly prematurely aging. If you die at 110, you've died 600 years too early. You know, you're, that's rapid degeneration. And, you know, there's over 5,000 people in Japan that are between 100 and 160 years old or something. Over 5,000 already. And so there is a transformation happening on the planet. People are waking up. And we give this power back to Americans who, there is a following, there is a group that's spiritual. But a lot of Americans have gone through, you know, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave, and it's a very kind of more materialistic world.
Mm-hmm.
And so waking up in a materialistic world is exciting and very different. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. It's got its own challenges. Well, I just got to say, when you were talking about kind of where you came from and how you came up with this, these techniques and being an avatar and all, I had major chills for a while, and it's 85 degrees in here, so I really, really appreciate that. It doesn't seem very often I get to talk with people that come from somewhere like that. I really appreciate you having me on the show. Wow. And that you were able to survive through everything that you did, the atomic bomb testing and so forth, that you were able to make that demand of the universe. Hey, show me. Come on, God. You know, I thought this was going to be the Garden of Eden. Show it to me. And basically you've brought that, and or tapped in or whatever, however you want to put that into words, but you're creating that now, right? And
it's such a steady stream of looking in the blueprint. Like, I teach almost every day, and I was talking to a colleague, and she was like, wow, it sounds like your work is running you, not you running your work. And I was like, no, it's exactly what I want. I get up at 5 in the morning, I prepare for the classes, I create the charts and the slides. I don't spend weeks and weeks. I'm obviously in the blueprint all the time. I spend the 3 hours or 4 hours before the class, and the class is, divinely blessed. I mean, I'm just bringing the information in a logical way to the students who are jumping in and like, oh, I want this information. And I find it very elegant. I find the process very beautiful, very elegant, delicious, really. I mean, the students who train with me are showered in this. They're bathed in love while they're integrating. Their emotional bodies are shifting up. So if there was trauma, if they're in kind of a more of a detached, insecure mode, within a few weeks, they've fallen in love with themselves. Their life is better. Things are easier because we bring that field, the quantum field, where it becomes the pleasure field, where it becomes, you know, the transformative field is in the higher realms of love, joy, bliss, divine connection. That's where the magic happens. So we sit in that field as we do our work together.
Wow. Wow. Did you learn about the quantum field somehow before the health issues you were having, or how did you get introduced to that level of healing?
honestly, there was something really... Sorry, the angels are ringing.
That or a harp.
Okay, so how did I get introduced to the quantum field? Honestly, the only reason that I know the words quantum field are because I kept saying this is what I see. And a scientist who studied with me for 3 years said, you're talking about the quantum field. Oh, you're talking about telomeres. I would just deliver what I was seeing. I wasn't a scientist. I was, you know, I was just this person who kept, well, this is, and I would describe it in detail, this is what it is, and then I'd get a definition from science, because right. I had medical doctors and scientists listening to what I was saying and going, oh, cool, well, that's, we've got it defined this way, so you could use these words and people would understand it.
Yeah.
Now, we do cellular neogenesis, the regeneration of cells, and that's actually a word that I had a very dear, longtime friend of mine who's a biblical scholar and theologian, you know, work with Latin and Greek terms so that we can start adding some words that haven't been in our vocabulary yet. How does the cell, actually, when you bring it from a poor function to a high function, then start a cascade of new cell growth? What do you call that? So we called that cellular neogenesis. We called the DNA process of literally removing cancer DNA, medically documented from somebody, we call that DNA obliteration process. And we've added some words, some descriptions to things that science didn't even know about, didn't know was possible. Or maybe they knew it was possible, but they weren't accessing it yet. Many years ago, one of the fellows that I dated for about a year was one of the top genetic scientists. He has a lab at Stanford. He's top genetic scientist in the world. I think he was, at the time I was dating him, he was considered, you know, in the top five of genetic scientists in the world. And he was describing how they were splicing genes together. At the time, they were taking a gene from a moth and splicing it with a tomato, and you get the long shelf life. You'd lose some of the flavor. It'd be a little woody. It was woody because it was half, you know, it had some, you know, genes from a moth. But he was talking about genetic modifications. And that's been going on for a long time now, right, the genetic modifications. Yeah. And what they're working on now, I met with him about 3 years ago, same guy, same flirty, yay, let's sleep together. I'm like, oh, go away. You're never going to take me serious, are you? But he was, at the time, he was saying 3 years ago, we're working on this really cool thing. We're taking skin cells and we're turning them into nerve cells with the possible application in 20 years of being able to grow back a nervous system of somebody who has Parkinson's. And I was like, that's so cool because we can grow back the nervous system of people who have Parkinson's right now. We don't have to regenerate skin cells and then start a stream of, you know, 4,000 miles of nerve cells, because that's essentially the nervous system. I think it's something thousands of miles, you know, like 4,000 miles of strands. The nervous system is just gigantic. But we can do that right now. We can do that right now. Now, the one thing is what I want when I work with people is I want them not to be so farly into their illness, because there's a level of belief that's very difficult to shift. And so for a person that has really gotten a lot very entrained in I have this is how I survive. I worked with a woman who had fibromyalgia, very bad. And I said, I definitely know I can help you. We can transform this, and I get that we can completely disappear it from your body. She thought about it for about a week, and she said no. She's got her system set up. Her husband brings her ice pack. She's got the medication. She knows when to take at what time. And the idea of changing was not going to work for her.
Right.
The idea of getting better wasn't going to work for her. And that's what I see when people are very embedded in their illness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how we can get so identified, to actually fully identify ourselves as somebody with cancer or with fibromyalgia. It's just, it becomes such a part of us. And do you work with people much to help them disassociate with that identification, or are you more focused on the people that are ready and willing to change?
No, I mean, like, I don't struggle at all.
Yeah.
The people who come to me are people who want to change.
Right.
They want to shift. They want to grow. And we really do work on helping lift their mindset out of whatever it is. But it's not just mindset. There are programs, and there's medical control energy and shared energy, and contracts and agreements. There's a whole lot that needs to be shifted, and we do it. We do. If you're committed, you're in three classes a week, or, you know, you're in my Trailblazer Apprentice program, or wherever you're finding yourself. We've got three different year-long programs that are going on, where it's learn it or just go through the done-for-you healing program. That's the miraculous program. But, you know, people who come in and they want to they want to shift, then it takes time. Understand that over lifetimes, you've developed how you believe what you think about things. There's an understanding of what you know to be true. And we have to kind of break that up, almost like a sculptor. We do a technique called quantum chopping to literally chop up the calcified belief system that, you know, prevents us from actually, if you believe strongly that your thyroid is burned out and gone and it's never coming back, it's never coming back.
Right.
And you can do all the regeneration you want, but if your mind believes it's never coming back, it's better dead, it was going to hurt you, then it's never coming back.
Yeah. If you believe it, it's true.
Yeah. But I'm going to say that if you have that strong belief and you come to me and I don't clear the strong belief and I try to do regeneration with you, mm-hmm. we'll get it started and it'll just disappear.
Wow.
So your mind, what the mind believes, what philosophers have said for thousands of years, what the mind conceives and believes, it will achieve, it will accomplish. And so we get hooked up in our own black magic, in the things we think about ourselves, the way we speak about ourselves. We stop ourselves so much of the time from the miracles, from the magic, from the divine expression of self.
Yeah. So can you talk about what maybe the main steps are in breaking down those patterns, those blocks, those inculcated energies, all these things that keep us stuck and not feeling like we're able to break through and shift that thought or belief or physical ailment, whatever it is?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things I would recommend. But I think the first thing is to have, you have to have hope. And you have to have faith, and you have to believe that something is possible that you might not even know. You know, I think sometimes that's where I go with something. If there's something that looks really impossible, I've got to still have hope and faith and a belief that something's possible that I don't know. So that would be where I'd first start. I would meditate daily. I have some amazing meditations, and in the program we're going to talk about today, Quantum Healing Secrets. So I would use those daily because those would take you into the quantum pleasure field and really the field of regeneration. I would walk in nature every day and shake loose, the stagnant energy. I find that sitting around, laying around, being sick just invites spiritual interferences and, you know, thought forms that aren't yours to begin with,
right.
Or even pain that isn't yours to begin with. You just all of a sudden have stabbing pain somewhere that isn't you.
Right.
So I want you moving around. I want you drinking enough water. I want you outside, dancing, singing, doing the things that help you connect with your divine self, your high self. Because when you're connected with your divine self, you're on your way if you aren't already connected with the divine itself and with the pleasure field and with the field of regeneration, the field of truth.
Yeah. So just like if somebody's doing drugs or an alcoholic or something, they tend to take on a lot of entities, right? And it sounded what came to mind when you were talking about when people are just laying around sick and sitting in that low frequency is they're resonating at that lower frequency where they're inviting more of those low frequency entities and energies into their space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I realize that you don't think that you're doing it. And I totally get that. You're managing your energy. I know I talk to a lot of people who aren't well and they can't move a lot or they believe that they can't move a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what they're telling me and they're telling themselves, I can't move a lot. But what I discovered was that I could move a lot even if I had pain as long as I had rest time. So I found that being active at least a couple hours a day really helped speed up my recovery, my growing younger, my growing healthier, because I was owning my body. And understand, when you're laying around, you're not really owning your body.
No.
You're letting all the different energies come in and out of you because you're not fully there as a spirit. You're kind of floating above your body going, ugh. And what you want is you want to own your body 100%. So you want to get in your body, move it, be joyful, think about the things that are really exciting for you. Why do you want to live? Why do you want to live 700 years? Or do you? Most people I talk to, when they get presented with this new idea and the concept of living 700 years or 150 years, start with something very simple, something that's doable that people on the planet are doing right now. They're living 150 years. Oh, I don't want dementia. Oh, I don't want to get decrepit. Oh, I don't want to be feeble-minded. Oh, I don't want to have an old body. You know, I don't want to be old and gray. I don't want to be wrinkled. I don't want to. And you come up with a million reasons why you don't want to be 700 years old. But what if you could keep a 40-year-old body? You know, like those vampire shows that they show, that, they don't get old. You know, they keep a 30 or 40-year-old body. But what if you could? Because I'm here to tell you that you can. So what if you could keep your body at somewhere around 30, 40 years old, and you live 700 years? And then what would your why be? How would you contribute? I mean, because the why then becomes very unselfish. It becomes, I want to help change the planet. I want to make a difference. I want to, you know, end world hunger. I want to end the water problems in the planet and purify the water. I was just watching a presentation on somebody who's figured out how to simply clean the water with heat and purify the water for the African villages at very almost no cost, and the children, all this illness and disease is going to go away because they figured it out. And, you know, like, what could your project be if you lived for hundreds of years?
You know what I
and
heard?
And then it would keep growing, but understand that you start playing a very big game and you become a global citizen.
Yeah, that's basically what I heard when you were saying that when your friend asked, why do you let your business run you? And you were like, what? I don't. I enjoy every bit of it, because you've got that why, so that you know why you're contributing to the world. Right? Isn't that what gets you up every day?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, this is my mission. I'm here to do this. I'm also here, I will say, I'm also here to enjoy my life and to have fun. I'm in the process of adopting. I've got little ones from China right now that are staying with me, that I'm, you know, getting back and forth to school and giving mother hugs and, you know, whatever. I'm washing laundry and all that. But I get that I get to have the full happy expression, a human expression. And it's never too late. And you can start where you are and you can go for the dreams that you've always imagined. I manifested my dream home last year. Moved into a beautiful estate on top of a mountain with 3 acres and a cottage, and immediately got the house organized and filed for adoption. I was like, this is my dream life. My dream life is living in a beautiful home with family, with husband and children. And, you know, I've been very much in my life, last phase of my life was learning about illness and suffering and then learning about how the body shifts and heals. And I'm at a place where we have a global following, and it's time for me to also integrate. It's the perfect time for me to integrate family.
Yeah, that's amazing. Way to go. So many people keep finding reasons to put that sort of thing off forever and ever, and, you know. So, Renee, or Julie, can you talk about what else is possible with these techniques? It sounds like a lot of physical healing. We talked about a little so far about the, repairing our DNA. Can you talk about what else?
Yeah, everything. anything that affects you as a human being is possible to alter, improve, and change. I added 79 new programs in the last couple of months, but I've got 150 programs on my site. So understand that you can breathe better, you can sleep better, your heart will work better, your digestion will work better, your money will be better, your love life will be better, every muscles will be better, bones will be better, you can grow back your teeth, you can grow back a colon that's been surgically removed. Your adrenals will heal, even though the doctors have said they'll never heal. You'll grow back your adrenals to full size and full function. You know, I mean, there's just miracle after miracle after miracle. Lady who'd been sick for a really long time with a lot of digestive illness kind of things, very weak and sick and thin because she couldn't. She had leaky gut and she had fistulas, which meant holes in her, you know, colon going into other organs and things. Just like really bad stuff. And she worked with me, and her leaky gut is gone, and her fistulas are gone.
Wow.
And she's gaining weight. She just said something in the chat box yesterday about she is so happy because she's in her 60s, early 60s, and she is now going to finally get to settle in and enjoy her grandchildren and be healthy and not be, you know, this just kind of waif living on the edge, being weak and tired and having to be close to the bathroom because, you know, the body isn't working well. And her body is working better and better every day. Her life is changing so rapidly in just a few short months. She has gone from a really sick person to a quite a healthy person.
Wow. So what would you say, or how do you handle the issue of that we're constantly bombarded with toxins? Is there a way to improve the body so that we could be more resilient to all these toxins?
Well, you know, it's inner and outer action. I think one thing, definitely, the immune system works a whole lot better if you have a strong emotional base where you love yourself and you feel really good about yourself. You're aligned with yourself. Emotions and the thought processes really affect how your body, how resilient your body is. So that's one thing. I think, you know, honestly, I just had like a big water filtration system and a structured water system all at the same time installed in the house.
Nice.
So I want the plants. I want the babies. I don't care where the water is going. I want to drink the water out of my sink, and I don't want to drink the toxins. So, so I just invested in, you know, getting this gigantic thing that's supposed to be top rated best ever and this big, you know, structured water thing to take the trauma out of the water. And, you know, the water feels great. I have air filters running in the house. I have one on the main upper floor in my bedroom, and I have one on the lower floor. So we kind of cover pulling toxins out of the air. I buy organic food. I'm just recommending that you practice consciously loving yourself. This afternoon, I thought, oh, good. I've had little kids here for a while now, and there's no time to take a bentonite bath at night because there's, you know, getting them ready for school and the, you know, the whatever, there's just a million things. There's feed them, and then there's the checking in with them, the homework, and the get their showers and get them into bed and sing and read to them. And then it's, you know, make sure that they've got their food ready for tomorrow. And so I'm not doing that. But I do bentonite clay baths, which detox the body. You know, I did one this afternoon. I snuck one in. So that's 20 minutes in 2 cups of bentonite clay. It pulls toxins out of the skin. So if you're wanting to, like, accelerate that, you can do a cleanse. You can do a colon cleanse. You could do a fast. So there's, you know, there's different, and you can do a flush. A fast, a flush, and a cleanse. They're all different. And all of them help eliminate the toxins from the body. And then you want to also keep your mind clear of toxic experiences. So you want to really be staying in gratitude and appreciation, noticing if you're hanging around really negative people, or you're watching a lot of negative news. So those are some good tips.
Wow, that's great. So I want to say to listeners, if you go to earthiswakingup.com/Julie, J-U-L-I-E, you can go down and click on the special offer button. It'll take you to her special offer page. If you want to look there, you can follow along as we go through some of the pieces of that. So, Julie, I think what would be awesome is if we could talk a little about the package, and then maybe if you could walk us through some sort of a meditation or something.
Sure.
Introduce us to this quantum field and give us a little taste of it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, the program that we have is Quantum Healing Secrets, and that is absolutely amazing. There are 9 modules in Quantum Healing Secrets, and I have to say, if you have never been experienced with my meditations, you're going to be kind of blown away. This program is worth $3,000, and we're putting it up on your show at $197. Now, I know that's like, oh, my God, that's not really true. Can't possibly be worth $3,000. Yes, I promise you it is. This was the first training for the medical doctors and scientists who came in. It's guided meditation and teaches you how to regenerate your body. step by step, teaches you how to remove cancer DNA from the body. So just understand that we're giving you an incredible, incredible value, and probably more than you've ever seen in any program. I'm going to say there is a lot to this. So
reclaim your life for super cheap, super reasonable. It's so powerful.
Well, you know, there was a conversation in my own mind about how do we, even though it's kind of giving this away, you know, and people can come in at higher level programs and this is worth so much more, how do we make a global impact rapidly where maybe somebody in another country, $3,000 is going to be out of reach.
Yeah.
But if they could get a 3-month program, it's a 9-week, 9-module program, and it really is the first 3 months of training with me. If you could get that and you could pay $197 in India, say, for example, you would do it.
Yeah.
You know, so in the West, $197 is very cheap, but in maybe Kuala Lumpur, it's not so inexpensive. So I wanted to have a program that's a foundational program that anybody who said, yes, I want this, could come into.
Yeah, I super appreciate that because I know so many people, especially with major health issues, it tends to be more all around in their life, not just health, but also financially and friends or you know, their relationships and so forth. And so making something like this so within reach, I think is awesome. I love it.
So. Oh, fantastic. So so the program starts with module one, which is helping you to detoxify your brain and really to regenerate parts of your brain. So it's called Brilliant Brain. And you're going to go through a guided meditation to help you work on the glands of the brain. So you're going to be in the brain. And people's brain function goes up quite a bit when they've used that meditation just twice a week. The second module, these are just priceless. I mean, when you think about that, you're going to be listening to a meditation, you're going to be in the quantum pleasure field, and you're going to be regenerating parts of your body. Module two is the secret to miraculous healing and building new cells. So you're going to be able to start really waking up your miraculous regenerative system and experience greater health and well-being while reversing the process of aging and lowering stress. Module three is to learn how to powerfully rewrite your DNA script and remove bad DNA. So if you have DNA for your family has like a cancer DNA, diabetes DNA, heart disease DNA, you know, where they say, oh, it's a program that's in your genes. This is the secret bullet. This is what the woman used who medically documented had her all the women in her family died of breast cancer between 45 and 65, and now she had the diagnosis. She had the test for the gene, and she definitely had the gene big time. We went in, and we cleared it using this technique. She went back to the doctor, and there was no evidence of cancer DNA. No cancer gene left in her body. So this is it. This is like the magic bullet. Now, you could imagine paying $3,000 for that, right?
Yeah, for that alone.
Yeah. So,
and also, what you endured growing up is radiation poisoning or toxicity, right? And what radiation does is it deforms our DNA.
Yeah.
And so to be able to rewrite your DNA and recover or restore it, that's super powerful. That's way beyond, I think, what our current day science has even in view.
Yeah. It's exciting. I mean, when she called to let me know, she was shouting. I was away. I was on a speaking gig, and I came back with a message in my voicemail going, you know, and she's from Scotland. Oh, my God, I knew we were doing blah, blah, blah. And she was so elevated with excitement, and I finally figured out what she was saying. Oh, she had the test again, and the doctors can't understand it, but there's no cancer DNA.
Wow.
You know, there's no markers anymore. They're gone.
Holy
it was so
cow.
Fun to get that message. I wish I'd saved it because it's, you know, like when you think you're probably going to die and you're 43 and they've told you, yep, you got the same thing everybody in your family died of. And what some people are doing now that have the cancer DNA gene, it's breast cancer everybody died from, like Angelina Jolie, they're having their breasts removed. But that doesn't stop the cancer.
No.
And so, you know, and this was a very busty woman who had a three-year-old child at 43.
Wow.
She was dealing with her own mortality. Am I going to see my son grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And to have, you know, the get out of jail call, the you don't have it anymore, you know, is priceless.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with such a young one.
Module 4 is happy hormones. And this, you're going to go through the 11 glands and organs of your hormonal system and work on regenerating those 11 glands and organs, starting from the top and going down, the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus, the thyroid and parathyroids, thymus, the pancreas, the adrenals, the ovaries. By the way, men, happy hormones is for you too. We have a separate track for men, so you get to work on your testicles
right.
and all those boy bits. So that's happy hormones. Everybody wants happy hormones, both men
Heck
and women.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Module 5. You know, I'm a little, I feel like it's my mission, so I'm a mama bear with everybody. So they're called special classes, but there are no taboo topics. So we do all the healing. We do all the deeper work on all the areas that maybe people even don't want to talk about. We touch them all. So just understand that in my system, there isn't a part that, oh, we're not going to talk about that because that's not nice.
Right.
We talk about all the parts.
Yeah.
All the parts in the body, all the parts in the system. And so if you go in and you, you know, put into our search box that, you know, you're a woman and you're having difficulty with sexuality or you've never had an orgasm, you're actually going to find a class that's going to help you regenerate and clear maybe violence from the body or to just regenerate to become a sexy, juicier you, you know. And for men, the same thing. We have the same thing for men. So on the same, you know, kind of similar bent, but it's a different class because we're only going to work with men in one class and we're only going to work with women in another class.
Okay. Yeah, they're more focused that way.
And so then, well, I mean, it would be kind of chaotic if the guys were trying to regenerate their ovaries. I had one woman, it was so hysterical. She's doing the happy hormones and she doesn't turn it off when it's done with the women. She goes on and does the men's meditation.
Huh.
And she goes, I just don't know where my testicles are. I'm like, oh my God. It's clearly marked that it's a men's track. But if you're listening to the old CD, you know, it was all on one CD. And so
right.
she just kept listening and she was like, where are my testicles? I don't know where they are.
Keep going. Honey,
you don't have any. Come on. So let's see. So we have module 5, vision. It's very, very profound. It's a big module. That might take you more than a week to get through. It's a training as well. It's an audio training that's about 80 minutes. And then there's a guided meditation that's over an hour long on healing the vision. And we've had incredible results with that.
Wow.
Dynamism. Very, very, very powerful meditation, probably the most, with the exception of one other one called Prep and Clear. Dynamism is a meditation that helps restore all the 15 power centers in the body, gets you so strong as a spirit in your body, you just are unstoppable.
Huh.
Module 7, for those of you who have gone through a life of pain, this one is a module on clearing pain from the body. And really, what do? How do you deal with it? When you're in the process of regenerating, regenerating takes time. It might take 6 months to really get your body back completely on track. So you want to have a way that you can deal with pain. Module 8, regenerating the love organs and glands, and that's the heart and the pancreas, and dealing with some of the systems in the body that support real heart love. And module 9, regenerating the glands of the brain. This is a really beautiful first, really one of the very first trainings I ever did was filmed, captured on film of me teaching a group at a convent. But it's normal people. It's not the nuns weren't there. One of my very, very first trainings caught on film. How do you regenerate? So you'll be watching me teaching the class and actually going through and working with all the students on regenerating the glands in their brain. Uh-huh. And then we have a beautiful confidence meditation that's an additional training. It's not counted as a module, but it's another one that was captured on video where I was with a group in Hollywood. A lot of people in the audience that were just feeling insecure and really wanting to feel more certain about themselves, you know, actresses and actors and a life of just constantly putting yourself on the line.
Yeah.
And so here's a meditation to just build that inner confidence and that sense of being connected with self on your true mission.
Wow.
So that's the main part of our program, and it will definitely keep you busy for weeks. And what I would recommend as you do the modules is that you do them no more than one a week. There is so much to integrate and learn. Don't try and just zip through the modules in 9 days. You'll be just totally overwhelmed. One a week is plenty. Maybe you dedicate 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday, or you have an hour, 3 days that you want to dedicate to really learning what's being taught, and then you can go back and revisit the meditations.
Yeah. Wow. I see this in bonuses too. Should we go ahead and do the meditation taster?
Sure. Yeah. So what I wanted to do with the meditation was I just wanted to take you guys into the quantum pleasure field for a few minutes. So
you just have a
sense of what it feels like to be in that elevated field, which all my students just love. So if you just find a comfortable seated position with your spine erect, your feet on the ground, and just breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy, breathing in and out, and sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Going up to the center of the head, and in the center of the head is your golden temple of silence. We're going to open a trap door out the back of the head, and we're going to make sure that this is a golden temple of silence. So we're going to take a spiritual fire hose and wash out any looping thoughts, worries, concerns. We're just going to let it all go. And we're just clearing out the spider webs. What we're really doing is we're bringing that center of head into a deep and profound peace. And as we're in the center of the head, you want to look at a throne, sit in your throne in your golden temple of silence. Pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Opening your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels. Looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. You're just letting the energy run through the earth energy, run through the legs, and the cosmic energy through the torso and head, the arms and hands. Just let that run for a minute or two. Really getting a spiritual shower from the inside out. And I want you to start imagining feeling a pulsation at the outer edge of your aura. And this is the pleasure field. It's beginning to just pulsate against the outer edge of your aura. You may be feeling a little tingly. You're definitely feeling a little bit of a pulse, like a heartbeat, against the outer edge of the aura. And it's beginning to permeate into the aura and coming all the way through. So you're starting to feel it now touching against the skin of your body, this pulsation. The aura is now being becoming part of the quantum pleasure field. And you're starting to now feel it against your skin, and it's permeating like honey on white bread. It's permeating into the body. It's feeling very wonderful, very good. And now that quantum pleasure field is you. You are the source of the quantum pleasure field. So whether it be in the heart or in the hara, in the belly, that source of the pulsation is coming from the inside out. There's a great deal of pleasure in the cells at this point, a great deal of joy, a great deal of happiness as you breathe deeply in. As you breathe in, your spirit gets even deeper into the body because, of course, your deep breathing reconnects you at spirit with your body. And imagining your spirit filling out your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck and head, and you're just really feeling that complete pulsation in spirit and in body, in the aura, in the chakras, in the field, in all parts of your human blueprint. And rubbing your hands together now in front of your heart chakra, creating some heat, some energy, some tapas in the hands. And when the hands are nice and warmed up, put your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I give myself permission to express my unique self. And breathing in and out. And coming back into the room, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.
So be it. Thank you for that. I love your meditations. There's something different about them that I just love. I've heard some of the other ones too, and just appreciate something about them. On this one, I was noticing running the cosmic energy that it seemed like my aura was turning teal. Just seemed like such a beautiful, feeling good color. We were doing the pleasure fields.
Yeah, that teal, it's a really prophetic too. It's a combination for you of peace and divine male love. And it's what I see your mission is, that you, when you take a step in this direction of expanding your summit and working in the world in the way that you are as a God-man, bringing more peace and more love to humanity, it seems like the perfect expansive color for you and your aura.
Wow. No wonder the website had to be that color.
Okay, yeah.
I was very particular. It had to stand out for a certain energy, and it makes a little more sense why.
Yeah, completely, totally. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful validation that your intuition is right on track and you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing.
Yeah, I'm working on tuning into that more and following it more.
Yeah.
So I've been learning that, you know, it's there for me. It's there for a reason. So
yeah.
Rather than get caught up in all the logical stuff and get lost in that, I've got some guidance if I just tune in and follow it. So
beautiful. I'm so proud of you. Good job.
And I of you. I think, were you always this intuitive, or was this something that you had to learn? Oh, you were.
No. I was born to a really challenging family, but I probably would have been considered autistic. So, like an indigo child, and then learned to speak in school with speech therapists and sing in 19 languages proficiently because I learned how to hear differently than people hear, so I replicate sounds really easily. I think when I went into Berkeley Psychic Institute in my early 30s, they were blown away. The director said, oh, my God, I don't, you know, there's like 16 ways to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, telekinetic, telepathic, all of that. And I was on like between 80 and 100% on all of them. He said, how can you even live in a body
Whoa.
When you have these kind of gifts? You know, it was like beyond what he had ever seen. I was like, how could you even exist? Because there's a tremendous amount of information is what he was acknowledging, that when you have that much intuition, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience in every way, and you're on full blast, how can you live in a world that has so much information?
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
For me, it was learning to tone it down so I could look at the information I wanted to and not every single thing flying at me.
Right. Wow. Wow. That's baffling. That's just wow. Wow. So, a lot of transforming to do to live in this world with those gifts. Thank goodness you've done it and you hung in there. Looking through this program again, I'm blown away at how much is in each of these modules. Is there any? Do you have any closing remarks? Anything you'd like the listeners to walk away with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I'm new to your group, and there may be some of my followers listening.
Yeah,
and I just want you to know that wherever you are in this moment is in time is perfect. And if you are going through a difficult moment, believe me, I went through a lot of them. Just know that you are meant to be here and that you are helping the transformation on the planet just by tuning in, just by listening, not by doing anything else, but just listening and getting into a mild agreement even starts changing the ripples on the planet. But I also want you to know that you have a divine destiny and that the suffering, especially if you've lived a very difficult life, that suffering is meant to catapult you into leadership, into helping change the world, that you signed up for it, you agreed to it. So know that you said, and I'm like, no, I didn't. Yes, 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 you did, because what it's doing is it's giving you this incredible knowledge and wisdom that you can help share with others, and you can lift people out as you lift yourself out of the mundane world into the divine world, into the next dimension, the fifth dimension, and the next elevated experience of Christ consciousness. And that's available for every single person now. It's not limited. So I want you to know, if you're in a tough place, you're loved, you're cherished, I love you. And I'm so glad you're here. So glad you made it through the difficulties. And just know that you are always loved and cared for, that never stops. And Jeremy, I just want to leave you with how much I appreciate and honor your path and who you are as a God-man and a genuinely good human being on the planet, making a difference on a big scale. And I know as you begin your summit, there'll be ups and downs and this is and that's, but just keep going and know that you are on a mission. It might morph into something even more wonderful than you can imagine. And you're exactly where you need to be to have that happen. And I'm just so happy for you that you're taking this big, huge step and you're standing as a God man saying, I'm here for everyone to see. I'm here to help facilitate transformation on the planet. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, so wonderful. Thank you so much, Julie. I'm not even sure what to say after that. Well, I also appreciate what you're doing, this work that you're bringing, that, like you said, it's original. It's something that you saw was missing on this planet, and that people needed, that especially you needed growing up, and that you're able to bring that forth so that you could share it with the world, and that you continue to choose that every day to make it your mission. I seriously honor that as well. And I feel that's what we're here for. We're here in this chosen time, this day and age, to transform the world from the 3D that has been into the brighter and uplifted new world. And feel that I feel super honored to be a part of that and to be working with people like you. And the listeners as well. I agree with what you said, as everyone listening is partaking in this, whether you do anything or not. Just the fact that you're listening and joining in this energy makes a difference in this world, and it helps to transform, because the more we change ourselves, the more the world changes. And I believe that we're all here and tuned in for a reason. And so, and the theme of this summit is inspired change. And I'd like to offer or encourage everyone listening, whether you're on the live call or you tune into the replay, that you take this opportunity to check in with your life and your energy and yourself now. Is there a way that you could be more inspired to shift something in your life, to step into what you feel you're truly meant to be here to do? And if that's, you know, if that's being a mother and raising your children in the most wonderful way, that's perfect. If you're, you know, working a corporate job and you feel some itch to get out and work with your true passion and help people maybe on a spiritual path, you know what? Use what you've got. Use those skills. Make the choices that it takes to do that and go for it. And all in between, I encourage everyone to step into what you know you're meant to do while you're here. There's no reason to put it off. Although we think we come up with many reasons we think that are worthy excuses, but I encourage everyone to really step into your bliss, follow your bliss, and step into that purpose and find or create that inspiration, however that may come to you. I leave you with these words today and wish you all the best on your journey and uplifting yourselves and your lives and those of the people that surround you. Thanks again, Julie, for being here.
You're so welcome. It's been really a joy, Jeremy.
Yeah. And thanks to all the listeners. Take care and much love.